Just to bring you up to speed, there's 7 minutes on the clock before we get started with tonight's second matchup between the Macon County Raiders and Clark County Indians girls game. If you're just joining us, the Knox County Hannibal games turned out in favor of Knox County 54-43. We'll be back in a few, so stay with us.
We're here at Brashear Arena for the 78th annual Brashear Tournament. We're just about 2 minutes and 30 seconds away from tip-off for the second game of the evening, first girls game. This one's going to be Macon County pitted against Clark County Junior Varsity teams. In about 2 minutes and 30 seconds, we're going to be back and ready to go. All right, John, you just about ready to go?
I am ready. I'm all primed and excited for the action.
This is going to be a game that I think I'm going to entitle Battle of the Subs.
Well, you were saying before that you thought you could predict the starters for Macon County.
How is it
you come by that talent?
Well, Macon County has a total of 5 players. And 4 of the 5 are seniors.
They're going to be in a world of hurt next year.
And the Clark County Junior Varsity team, they have 7 players. So everybody is low on subs. Clark County will have 2, and I'm sure Macon County is going to be pretty winded by the end of the game. I bet they're going to try to pace themselves pretty slowly the entire game just to kind of keep up.
Well, I'd say that certainly a half-court game would favor them tonight. Of course, maybe they'll all be good ball handlers since we've got 4 seniors on the team.
Could be. And as I said before, I got all 5 starters right.
And I get 3 out of the 5 Clark County starters.
Mine was more impressive. All right. We're working with 3 officials this evening. This is a championship-style pool play is what this is.
And we like it.
Yes.
Good competition. If you're just joining us for the first game tonight, it was close all the way towards probably about midway through the fourth quarter.
I'd say that's about when Knox County started to lay it on them.
That's right. That press was just a killer.
It killed Hannibal.
54-43, Knox County up on top.
All right, here we go. They're set to jump off. It's going to be Fisher versus Wilson, and Wilson got the better of her. Clark County takes the ball early. The ball is worked across to number 10. That's Buford, and Buford tries to throw it inside, and the ball is picked up by Macon County. Clark County boat jump ball goes to Macon County. Like I said, I bet Macon County isn't wanting to run too fast since they only have the 5 players. Fisher takes it down the sideline, throws it over to Hoganson. Now tries to work it inside to Pruitt. And Pruitt loses it, picked up there by Bertelli. And Bertelli, coast to coast, puts it up and in. Clark County early lead, 2-0 with 7:30 left in the first quarter. Up the right side is Fisher. Fisher trying to get it inside. Tries to get it into Peterson, but she loses it. Picked up there by Wilson. Wilson throws it up ahead to Buford. Buford puts it up and in, and Clark County's got a quick 4-0 lead, only a minute into the game. Fisher brings it across for Macon County. She goes right side to Peterson. Peterson back inside to Fisher. Fisher turns off the glass, shot no good. Rebound poked up in the air and finally controlled there by Peterson. She throws it off to Pruitt, whose shot falls out, but she was fouled, so she'll shoot a pair of free throws. That foul, and neither team can afford many fouls. The foul went on Buford. 1, 2, 3 dribbles here from Pruitt. Her shot is waiting on its way now and no good. He took a long time to develop that shot.
She had to focus her scope on that one.
And it turned out it didn't work anyway. And here we go. This one's up and no good either. Rebounded there by number 20, Lovell, or Lavelle. Picked off now by Hoganson, and she stepped out of bounds in Macon County. It'll go back to Clark County. Thrown inside Bertelli. Bertelli across to Buford. Buford to Wilson. Wilson back to Buford. Buford across to Bertelli. Bertelli inside. Back out to Buford now, crossed over to Wilson again. Wilson from 15 feet, shot no good, rebounded there by Pruitt. Pruitt throws off to Fisher, and we're going the other way.
Fisher has it up top, sends it over to the left side of the lane, right in to number 5. That's going to be Kitchen, and Kitchen puts it in. We're going the other way. Bertelli brings it across the timeline, 4-2. Clark County with the advantage. Get nice pass over to Wilson. Kicks it over to the left-hand side. Back out to number 10, Buford. Over to Bertelli. Shot is up. A little comes up a little short. Clanks off the back front end of the rim. But Scotland County, or Clark County gets the rebound. Bertelli over around to the left-hand side to Wilson. Cross-court back to number 10, Buford. Shot is up and good. I believe that shot was by the
Wilson.
Yeah. Okay. Going back the other way, it's Fisher with the ball, taking her own sweet time. Of course, these girls are going to get worn out if they're not careful. Then she looks a bit of a
just watching them.
Shot, no good, but she's fouled, and so she'll go to the line and shoot a couple. Foul is going to be on 23, Bertelli. Macon County gets it in to 32, Fisher. Fisher holds it, puts it on the floor, walks it back out center court. Picks up the dribble and gets it in to number 11, Hoganson. Shot is up and no good off the mark. Clark County comes up with the rebound and we're going the other way. Wilson, the ball handler, doing a good job for a real tall girl. Get around the left-hand side. Shot, no good, foul. Clark County will go to the line. Foul's going to be on Fisher.
That's their main ball handler is for Macon County.
They certainly don't want to get in foul trouble. 5 minutes and 3 seconds left in the first. Wheeler's shot just kind of tickles the twine as it goes down.
Nothing but nylon. Same for the second. 8-2. Early lead for Clark County. Fisher takes it across the timeline. Looking inside, dribbles, throws in now. To Kitchen. Kitchen turns around and has it stolen. Oh, and she traveled before she even lost it, so it'll go back to Clark County. Into Bertelli. Bertelli up the right side, dribbles into the lane, throws back outside. Works it into Lovell. Lovell over to Wilson. Her shot's no good. Rebounded there by an attempted rebound by Lovell. It goes out of bounds off of her foot. Back to Macon County. 4:40 left in the first quarter. Macon County trails 2-8.
Wilson's shot reminds me a little bit of Haley Kelsey, kind of a full body shot. You notice that?
Yeah, very similar. Fisher takes it up, gives it to Hoganson. Hoganson almost loses it, and now can't do anything with it. Travels. Oh, they're going to get a jump ball. I thought she walked with it. They're going to give her the benefit of the doubt and say she traveled, but it's going to go over to Clark County either way, as they had possession. They had the possession arrow, I guess. They throw it down to Wilson. Cross-court pass to Buford. Buford shot is good. Just inside the arc, she drills it, 10-2. And Clark County goes up by 8 early with 4:12 left in the first quarter. Macon County takes a timeout.
Wilson doing a good job out on the perimeter. I expected her to play down in the paint all the time, but that's not exactly where she's been. For somebody that's 5'11", you don't normally see them on the grill side much out towards the arc.
She's more of a finesse player. Here we go. Both teams break the huddle. And it's going to be Macon County ball. Fisher set to inbound. She throws it to Peterson. Peterson back to Fisher. And they're going to walk it up now. Slow jog across the timeline. Throws it over to Hogenson. Hogenson inside, loses it. Flips it back out of bounds, but it was touched there by Lavelle.
Got Flood checking in for Wheeler.
Peterson takes it out of bounds from Macon County, throws it to Fisher, and is blocked by Wilson. Wilson takes it up the left side, throws it ahead to Buford. Buford across the court to the new girl, Flood. She misses a shot, and it's a jump ball as Fisher and Flood each had their hands on it. That was a nice passing game for Clark County.
Was.
They
it
just couldn't
nice
finish
job.
It.
Couldn't quite finish the job. Clark County moves all the way back, and so Fisher will walk it across the timeline, sends it over to Hogenson on the left-hand side. She dribbles it in and turns around, spins, hands it off to Kitchen. Shot it up, and kind of an odd shot I didn't think would could possibly fall. Fell.
She got a nice roll from the rim.
Battelli sends it around to the right-hand side to Flood. Back out to Battelli, around the horn to number 10. Shot's no good. That was Buford. Buford, Bertelli comes up with it. She's going to drive the baseline, puts it up, and, oh, in and out. Wilson comes up with it. First shot, no good. Second shot, good.
Padding the stats.
Here comes Fisher, bringing it back the other way. 12-4 now. Park County with the advantage. 2:56 left in the first period of play. Fisher takes it around the left-hand side, nearly walked with it. Oh, man, she laser-beamed across a pass over, but and Bertelli had a chance, but...
Peterson came up with it and threw it out of bounds.
All right, here goes Bertelli. She suddenly finds a quicker gear, takes it into the right elbow, sends it around to the left to the right side, shot no good. And Macon County had it for a minute. Now they still came up with it. Fisher has it, gets it up ahead. Oh, Flood, or not Flood, Buford. Buford to Bertelli. She wanted to pass it into the paint. Sends it back out to number 20. Her shot, nice looking layup shot. That's level. Goes in. 14-4. Clark County with the advantage. Fisher looking over to the sideline for a little bit of a little coaching from the coach, don't you think? Fisher lost it across the timeline, but they're going to say that there's no over and back. Try to get it up ahead. Ball gets knocked back and out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Macon County. So it's going to be Peterson that's going to inbound it.
Ball is slapped by Wilson, and they're going to say Hogenson was the last to touch it for Macon County. It'll go back to Clark County.
Buford inbounds it to Bertelli. Bertelli sends it over to the left-hand side to Wilson. Wilson to Flood to Bertelli. Back to Wilson. Oh, nice looking move in the lane. She gets fouled, so she'll go to the line to shoot a couple. Foul is going to be on number 5, which is Kitchen.
Neither team, as I said before, can afford to get into any foul trouble. And Wilson's first shot is off the back iron, off the back iron again, and no good. Second shot, high arcing shot. Boy, she has a heck of an arch on that thing. It goes down, nothing but net. 1:40 left in the first quarter. Clark County leads 15-4. Fisher takes it up for Macon County, gets it across the timeline. Now throws over to Peterson, tries to get it inside the Kitchen and loses it. Ball picked up by Buford, thrown down the head to Flood, and is blocked by Fisher. What a play. Fisher was kind of just standing there, flat-footed, and blocked it out of bounds. That was impressive. Now it'll be Clark County out of bounds. They throw into Wilson. Wilson thought about the shot, throws it to Flood, almost loses it. Flood recollects, goes right wing for Buford. Buford working inside, gets it back, and throws up a shot off the back iron, no good. Goes out of bounds off of Wilson.
Kitchen was really lucky not to get an over-the-back call there.
Yeah. All right. Macon County has it. Fisher to bring it up. 1:08 left in the first quarter. Fisher goes right wing. And it's picked off and stolen by Flood. She almost falls down, but she recollects herself. goes down the right side and throws it back out to Buford across to Wheeler. Wheeler now inside to... Who was that? Well, that was Wheeler.
Bertella got it over on the left side, then she fed it in.
She got it into Wheeler. And they lead 17-4 now with 40 seconds left in the first quarter. Fisher having trouble guarded closely by Flood. It's poked away by Wilson, but recollected by Hoganson. Now inside is Buford, steals it, sends it off to Bertelli. Bertelli all the way, and she's fouled before the shot. It'll be two free throws for Bertelli. Who got her on the foul?
That's going to be out of bounds. There's only not enough fouls yet for one-on-one.
It was Pruitt with the foul. I think that's three fouls on Macon County, and they all are on other people, but nobody has two yet. Over the back on Hoganson, they didn't call it on the rebound on a missed shot by Buford. And she hands off to Fisher for the last 15 seconds of the first quarter. Goes to Hoganson. Down to 10 seconds. Hoganson's inside, and she's pushed. No illegal screen on number five. That is Amber Kitchen. I think that's her second foul. And Kitchen, you got to watch yourself, because if you get five fouls, your team's at a disadvantage. Buford goes, and it's a bad pass finally recollected there by Weir. Over to Lavelle. Back out to Buford with 1 second. She doesn't get a shot off. And it was bad even when she shot it. There's just not a lot of excitement when you're playing with five and seven people on each team.
You know, we've got three refs out here tonight, and I kind of think I've seen more fouls that are being called. And I just wonder if they're not quite sure who's supposed to call what, you think?
Could be. Now they're having the officials are having a word in the middle of the court. I'd like to be a bug on one of their shirts to listen in.
Well, I'd say something about George's head, but I won't.
That's probably good to refrain. A lot of things could be said. All right, we're just about ready for the second quarter now.
17-4, Clark County with the advantage over Macon County. This has all the markings of an absolute blowout.
Oh, you never know. Macon County can always come back, but something they can't afford is a lot of fouls. And so far, I think two people have one and Kitchen has two. It's going to be Clark County ball to start things off. They throw into Bertelli, back to Buford. Buford now inside under the basket is Flood. Her shots are good, and she's immediately fouled.
And that, I think it's by
that's Kitchen. That's her third foul.
Right.
I don't think she's going to go to the bench, though.
No, you're right about that.
Boy, third foul with 7:52 left in the second quarter. We might see some four-man play. Flood shoots a jumper from the free throw line. That's not textbook, but she gets it to go. It's 18-4.
Coach is sending Kitchen a little bit further up the lane, so she's not quite in much danger of fouling. Second shot, no good. Clark County comes up with a rebound. Send it over to Buford, whose shot comes up short. Fisher comes up with a rebound, and we're going the other way. Fisher brings it up across the timeline, dribbles over on the near side in front of the bench.
Oh, and my, Flood hits the deck hard.
And Fisher makes her pay for it. Nice little jumper from the free throw line goes in. Macon County has 6 points.
Boy, that was an absolute nosedive there by Flood.
All right. Wilson sends it in the lane over to, I never can remember that, Buford. Send it back over to Wilson. Shot no good. Fisher comes up with it and gets a rebound for Macon County. We're going back the other way. Fisher dribbles it over towards the near side. Sends it back over towards top of the key. Off of Peterson. Peterson nearly loses the handle on it, and it's stolen
Buford.
By Buford. Buford sends it up ahead to Flood, and it goes out of bounds.
Flood was so surprised that the ball was coming to her wide open that she couldn't contain herself and lost it.
Bertelli checking back in the game for Clark County. Fisher's going to bring the ball back the other way for Macon County. 18-6, 6:47 less than the half. Fisher walks it up, then brings it across the timeline on the near side. A little screen set by Kitchen. Passes up to Pruitt. Oh, man. Bocelli gets a hand on it, goes out of bounds, but I think they're going to say Macon County was the last touch, and it's kind of hard to see as around a corner there.
Whatever you said sounded good to me, John.
All right, Bocelli has it. Got that dark hair. She looks like she might be from somebody from southern Italy, don't you think? Sends it across, and it's 34, which is Wheeler across to Bertelli. Bertelli's going to drive the baseline. She's a good little ball wheeler, good ball handler. Gets it to Wilson on the other side of the lane. She puts it up and off the glass. It's good. 20-6 now, with 6 minutes left in the half. Here comes Peterson. Peterson drives in the lane, sends it over the left-hand side, and it's knocked out of bounds by Clark County. I think that Lowell was surprised that the ball was in her hand.
It hit her right in the back of the head after she kind of threw it around the side of her.
Buford coming back in, and Wilson coming out for a breather. The inbound pass is to Jorgensen. Her shot's no good. Fisher ends up with it. Sends it up ahead to Kitchen. Kitchen's shot is off balance. Comes up short. Clark County up with the rebound. Bertelli sends it around the left-hand side to Buford. Buford into the lane, back out to
Flood.
Yeah, that's right. Ends up on the floor, and then the arrow's going to favor Macon County, so we're going to go back the other way. Fisher to Peterson, back to Fisher. Fisher's going to bring it back up the other way. 5:31 left in the half. Comes across the timeline over to the right-hand side to Jorgensen. Her shot is good. They may have found a little something there with Jorgensen. She's made the last two shots. Bertelli has it. She's going to take it the other way.
He dribbles across the timeline, puts a fake on Pruitt. Now goes left wing for Lavelle. Lavelle's shot is in and out, rebounded there by somebody I don't know. That's Wheeler. Well, Wheeler gets it to go. It's 22-8. 5 minutes left in the second quarter. Fisher takes it across the timeline. Looks right, goes back left to Hogensen. Hogensen has it stolen by Wheeler. Wheeler's got numbers. She goes over to the top of Fisher to Flood. Flood up and in. Oh, that was a nice fast break. 2-on-1 there for Clark County. 24-8. 4:40 left. Second quarter action.
Flood's a good little ball player. When she gets that ball down around the lane, she knows what to do with it. Fisher's going to bring it across the timeline. And, boy, she nearly lost a handle on it. Bam, did. Buford up to level, then around the horn to Flood, who shot it up and good.
Oh, my. She couldn't even see the basket. I know she couldn't. There was a girl right in front of her. She just threw it up and got it to go in.
Macon County starting to look a little winded.
Yeah, I think he uses his timeouts just to give him a little breather.
Wilson's going to be checking back in the game for Clark County.
Well, 26-8 now with that last basket there by Flood with 4:14 left in the second quarter. What do you see the rest of the game, John?
I see some tired girls from Macon County. Although, you know, you'd think with if they've had only five for the full year, which I assume that they probably have.
They're in pretty good condition by now.
You'd think that. But I tell you what, a couple of those girls from Macon County look pretty winded.
I'm winded just watching them. Here I've been conditioned a lot. We've done a lot of. How many games do you reckon we've done so far, John?
Well, I don't know. Probably 20 or so, you reckon?
I'd say that's a fair assessment.
Maybe we're just windy.
That's probably more likely than us being winded just sitting here. All right, it's Fisher from Macon County to bring it out. She takes it across the timeline on the left side, guarded closely by Buford. Dangerous pass into Hogensen. She turns and fires and gets it to go. Wasn't a pretty shot, but she got it to fall. It's 10-26 with 3:55 left in the second quarter. Bertelli. Oh, my. Bertelli threw it through the legs of Lavelle.
Yeah, you know, Hogensen looks a little bit off balance, but she seems to connect pretty well. The majority of the time, anyway.
Fisher is their tallest player, and she operates the point. She's asked to throw it into Hogensen, and they're going to get a reaching foul on Wilson as Fisher telegraphed the pass the whole time, and Wilson knew it was coming, just couldn't get in position for the steal. That'll be the first foul on Wilson, third team foul on Clark County. Peterson throws it into Hogan, and it's blocked, and then Peterson tries to save it, and she was out of bounds, so it'll go back to Clark County. 3:38 remains in the second quarter. Bertelli up ahead to Buford, now inside to Wilson, back to Bertelli. She's blocked, they didn't call it, throws it out to Buford. Buford right wing trying to throw it into Wilson. Wilson somehow picks it up under two Macon County defenders and gets it off to Bertelli. Bertelli back to Wilson, now out to Wheeler. Her shot is good. 28-10, 3:15 left second quarter. Fisher into Peterson, back to Fisher. Fisher walks it across the timeline, now picks up to a slow jog, finds Hogan. Hogan inside to Kitchen. Kitchen gets it to go. That was in her kitchen. Under 3 minutes now, it's 12:28. Bertelli finds Buford, now to Wheeler into the corner for Lavelle. And Lavelle double dribbles. The third official saw that really well.
If we'd only had two, they'd never seen that.
They wouldn't have called that. Fisher across the right side. Goes to the middle of the circles. And now the ball poked away, found by Buford. Buford to Wilson to Flood. Yes, Flood is so good around the basket. This one goes. It's 30-12.
And she's not the least bit afraid to shoot it.
No, she doesn't care. She launched when she can't even see the basket. I know she couldn't see it that one time, but she got it to fall anyway. Fisher on the left side throws it to Hogan. Hogan down the right side of the lane, and it's poked away and stolen. Stolen by Buford. Buford flips it out to Lavelle. Lavelle down the right side finds Flood, and Flood misses, but she'll be shooting free throws as she was fouled there by Pruitt. Pruitt's first foul, 16 fouls on Macon County. They're flirting with disaster on all these fouls. Shot up and out by Flood. She missed. If it's not right down there within 5 feet, Flood has trouble. But within 5 feet, she's dynamite. This one up and good. 31-12, 2:08 left second quarter here at the 78th Annual Brashear Tournament. Fisher, right side, looking to get it into Hogan. Does. Hogan takes it all the way right baseline, throws up a bad shot, and she's fouled. Foul was on Clark County. They said that number four, Wilson, was reaching in a little too much on the shot, and then it'll put Hogan at the line for two free throws.
What do you think the masking tape effect is on her knee pads?
I don't know, but did you see her bend three times before she shoots?
Thought I heard the tape, too.
All right, she missed the first one. Watch the bends. Here we go. One, two, three bends. Ball comes up. Odd shot. Good. Boy, I've seen a lot of weird free throw rituals, but I haven't seen one like that. Bertelli has it on the right side, throws out to Wheeler, now over to Buford on the left wing. Buford inside to Wilson. Wilson turned around, she lost it to Pruitt. Pruitt's on the floor, and there's a timeout by Macon County to save possession. 13-31, 1:44 left second quarter. Macon County trails.
Good call by the coach. Sure it would have been a traveling there for very long.
What's the lead now? 18?
Yep.
That's what is it before they have a running clock? 30 points, I believe.
Yeah, but it's only in the fourth quarter, though, isn't it?
Maybe, but I suspect it'll take them till the fourth quarter to get that anyway.
Yeah, you could be right. Fisher sends it in to Peterson, back to Fisher. Fisher's going to bring it across the timeline. Gives it, hands it off right to Flood. It looked like it could have been a quarterback to halfback handoff, and the shot's no good, but they're going to call a jump ball on the rebound. Wilson had her hand on it. Bertelli coming out. Buford coming back in. Buford will inbound it for Clark County, sends it all the way out to Davis, I believe that is. Nope, Flood. Lovell sends it to Buford, and they're going to say Buford walked with it. So it'll be Macon County ball. Fisher inbounds it to Peterson, back to Fisher. I think that's the ritual they got in place. Fisher walks it up. 1:12 left in the half. Fisher brings it across the timeline, nearly loses the handle on it. She's guarded by... Oh, there's another steal here by Clark County. Flood has it. Up. Oh, Fisher gets it back, and she's going to take it all away. No, I'll take that back. She hands it off to...
Pruitt.
Pruitt puts it in, so... Macon County able to capitalize on this deal. Oh, man, they passed it into Lovell, and she was just about as wide open as you could be in the lane, and she loses the handle on it, but Clark County gets it back. Flood has it. First time I think I've seen that she has a shot when she had it. Got it off to Wilson. Wilson puts it in. It's good. 33-15 now, 30 seconds left in the half. Fisher's going to bring it back the other way. 27-26.
I bet Macon County will hold for the last. I stand corrected. She loses it off her foot. Flood goes down, misses a shot off the side of the backboard. She's not deterred, though. She grabs the rebound, and she's fouled. Either Fisher or Pruitt, depends which one they're going to get it on. Oh, they're going to call Fisher with the hold. 17th foul. Here they are. Not. They can't go into foul trouble, and they've already got seven. And that's the second on Fisher. Flood dribbles. She was one of two from the line last time. This time, she gets it to earn a second shot. 34-15. 15.3 seconds left in the second quarter. First half action. Second shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Hogenson. Finally takes it. Hogenson doesn't look too good dribbling the ball. She doesn't look comfortable. She turns around and throws up a bad shot, rebounded by Hogenson. This time it's blocked by Wilson. Now Hogenson loses it. No, she's going to save it. She's going to launch a three-pointer. Oh, my. What a half. That's all you can say. What a half. I don't know if you'd call it pretty. I don't know if you could call it ugly. Just what a half.
All right. 34-15 at halftime, and we'll be back in about 10 minutes for the second half of tonight's second game. You're just joining us. The first game ended up with Knox County with the advantage 54-43 over the Hannibal JV team. We'll be back in a few.
All right, we're just about ready to start the second half of the Macon County and Clark County girls game. And that means we're ready to start the second half. Buzzers are always nice. It's going to be Macon County ball to start things off. Peterson will throw into Fisher. And we're off. Fisher has it. Walks it across the timeline. Now puts on some speed. Goes right side to Fisher. Peterson on the right wing. Throws back to Fisher. Now to Hogenson. Back to Fisher. Back to Hogenson on the left wing. Inside to Kitchen. It's poked away and stolen by Wilson. Wilson up the right side. She pulls up. Goes left wing for Bertelli. Bertelli now inside to Wheeler. Back out to Bertelli, right wing for Lavelle. Lavelle out to Wheeler. Now right wing for Wilson. Right wing for Wheeler. Left wing for Bertelli. Inside to Wilson in the middle of the lane. Shot no good. Rebounded there by Fisher. And Fisher to walk things up. John, you were saying there at halftime, the girls for Macon County look awful tired, and it's starting to show in their play. The ball is poked away from Macon County, but picked back up by Fisher, and she drains a three. Maybe being tired is good for Macon County.
Maybe.
18-34 with 6:55 left in the third quarter. Ball is thrown outside to Buford across it. Down into the left corner for Bertelli. Bertelli picks it up, throws back out for Lavelle. Lavelle on the right wing. goes left wing for Bertelli inside. Bertelli with a great pass inside to Wilson. I don't know how she made that pass. She was almost parallel to the ground and wrapped it around two defenders from Macon County, got it inside to Wilson, who laid it up and in.
Well, she was down so low that she could see around all the feet down there. Oh, now Wilson goes down for the steal, and she's going to go back the other way in a hurry. Let's see if she can make the easy layup. She does! You know, a lot of those big, tall girls have trouble going down all the way to the ground, picking up a ball, but she went down and got it. She did a good job.
That increases the lead to 20 for Clark County.
Fisher nearly walks with it, and by gosh, Wilson's going to get it again. This time she sends it over to number 10, Buford.
Oh.
Shot is no good. Clark County gets a rebound, though, and the foul. No
Bertelli.
She's a good little hustler. Uh-oh.
Oh, there was some trouble there by the official. He couldn't decide who the foul was on. And now he asks her if the foul was on her.
Fortunately, she
said it was on her.
It's probably a good plan, even though it wasn't on her, because that was her first foul.
Yeah, she didn't want to give it to one of her teammates that already had two or three. Oh, that was funny. Ball off the left side for Fisher. Fisher goes around the screen from Kitchen at the free throw line, throws in the Kitchen. Kitchen inside the lane. Shot is good. 20-41.
Scrappy little player, too. Bertelli is going to send it around to the right side, and it goes off the foot of Pruitt. Goes out of bounds. Bertelli will inbound it for Clark County. He's going to send it to Buford. Buford over the left corner. I don't see who to. And they try to get it into Wilson, but Fisher knocks it out of bounds. Bertelli is going to inbound it for Clark County. They get it into Wilson in the right side of the lane. Her shot is up and no good, and Fisher is in position to come up with the rebound, and I think she may have stepped on the line.
Yep. Dribbled it out of bounds.
Had the opportunity. 41-20 now with 5 minutes and 19 seconds left in the third. Send it out to Buford, back to the left corner, into Wilson. The left locks. Her shot is up and no good, but she's fouled. And
that's
I think it may be Kitchen.
Her fifth.
Her fourth.
She's number five, her fourth. She's flirting with
all right,
danger
now. You're making excuses for what, for your boo-boo.
All right, no excuses. Shot by Wilson's up and good. 42-20. Now, we've had some talks about this earlier. At 30 points, the shot clock runs continuously, but you don't think till the fourth quarter. Rebounded here by Hoganson on the miss.
Yeah, I think that's right. Fisher's going to bring it the other way for Macon County. She brings it across the timeline, changes direction, wants to get it to Hoganson, does. Hoganson dribbles it in the lane, and she wanted to shoot, but Bertelli got her hands on it, and so we're going to have a jump ball, and we're going to go the other way.
You know it's an easy call when all three officials signal the same thing at the exact same time. Right wing for Buford. Buford underneath to Wilson. It's picked off by Fisher. Fisher's by far their best player. Brings it up, takes it across the timeline, goes right wing into Peterson. Peterson over to Hoganson. Her shot is short. Rebounded there by Bertelli, and Bertelli is off to the races. Full blow. Left wing now, or left block for Buford. She puts it up and in. It's 44-20.
Good unselfish play there. She thought she could see she was going to have just a little bit of interference, so she kicked it over to her teammate on the left side of the lane.
Fisher throws it right into Bertelli. Bertelli up the side of the court, throws it into Buford. Buford shot is rims around, but it's rebounded there by Lavelle, and she puts it up and in. It's 46-20. Ball thrown in now from Fisher to Peterson, back to Fisher. Fisher really walking it up now. She's flirting with a 10-second call. And he called a timeout. Yeah, the coach for Macon County realizes that they're starting to get winded. One, Hoganson has coughed the entire second half so far. Really hacking. Clark County doesn't appear to be as winded, but they're still tired, too. They only have two subs. It's just really tough to play when you only have 5 to 7 players.
No ability whatsoever to get somebody in to get a break. The only option that you have, really, is to take your timeouts.
And that's what they do. 4:02 left in the third quarter. Clark County leads by a slim margin of 26. Just been informed by the authority on clock running. It is fourth quarter that the clock runs continuously with a 30-point lead.
So what's the deal? You don't believe me?
Just checking sources.
Oh.
The more people that agree, the better.
Maybe I've just had an opportunity to watch more lopsided games. Peterson sends it into Fisher. Fisher brings it across the timeline. Sends it over to... Kitchen, and they're going to call a reaching foul on Clark County. I think. Well, maybe not.
I
don't see anybody calling the foul. There it is.
Two. Boy, more discrepancy. They have three officials, and they can't get any calls what they want to call. This one's on Lavelle, her first, team first. The ball's thrown into Hogenson, blocked by Wilson. She gets it back, throws up a bad shot. Kitchen gets the rebound. She could have been called for it over the back, but with four fouls, they're letting her play a little more. Ball's finally rebounded by Peterson and blocked by Lavelle. Picked up by Bertelli. Bertelli finds a wide-open Flood, and Flood travels. She saw the wide-open spaces underneath the basket and got a little excited.
Fisher's going to bring it back the other way for Macon County. 46-20, 3:30 left in the third. I don't know why Fisher is hesitating before she comes across the line. Sends it up to Kitchen. Kitchen along the left side of the lane. Back out to, is that Pruitt? Is
Peterson.
That Peterson. Her shot's no good. Clark County with the rebound, and we're going the other way. Bertelli has up the top of the key. Sends it around to Wilson on the right side. Gets it in the paint. Back out to Bertelli. Bertelli dribbles in the lane, kicks it out to Wilson. She's shooting way out there, but she makes it connect. 48-20 now. Almost getting up to that magical 30 points. Fisher brings it back the other way, walking, taking her time, going kind of slow. Puts it in a little bit faster gear, then picks up the dribble. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by... She did save it. Bertelli's going to send it all the way up. Boy, she's got a rifle for an arm. Gets it all the way up to Flood, and Flood connects. So now we are at 30.
Bertelli is a very good point guard. She sees the whole court all the time. Wow, Fisher has a rocket, too.
Yep. Kitchen comes up with it, back out to Hogenson. Hogenson dribbles in the lane. Her shot is no good. And Bertelli comes up with it, and she's going to be fouled by Pruitt.
Pruitt. I think that's her second.
Wheeler now checking in for Lovell.
I was wrong. That was Pruitt's third foul. And they're going to... They're playing four on defense and leaving
Kitchen
back. So, essentially, they've gone to a four-man team on the defensive side, and on the offensive side, they're playing with a 4-5. I don't know about that strategy, John. What do you think about it?
Well, I'm not... You think it's because she's got four fouls? Is that the reason for that, or is she just really winded?
No, it's got to be the four fouls thing.
Well, they could put her up there, and if nothing else, just look for catching a rebound. Of course, the other thing is they may be getting kind of worried about some fast breaks because they're getting winded.
That's true. I don't know. But I know that even before the foul and the shots, who was that foul on, by the way? I wasn't paying attention. That was on Fisher, her third.
Fisher brings it across the timeline, sends it up to Kitchen. Kitchen gets it around to Hogenson. Her shot is up and no good. I think her fatigue is setting in and causing her shots to be even more off balance than they are sometimes. Bertelli brings it across the timeline, sends it along the right-hand side. They get it in the right-hand side of the lane. Shot's no good. And Wilson comes up with the rebound. No good, but with the putback, Clark County converts 53-20, 1:34 left in the third period. Fisher's coming, bringing it back the other way. Fisher sends it in the Kitchen, the right side of the lane. Her shot is up, and how that went in, I'll never know, but it does.
Kitchen's fresh on the offensive side. Since the defense, she just takes off.
Bertelli to Buford. Buford's shot comes up short and it's going to go out of bounds off of Wilson, I believe. Lovell's coming back in.
Hogenson's still hacking pretty hard.
Yep, Fisher brings it across the timeline and she's going to walk with it.
Oh, and she looks surprised. She doesn't think she did it. What do you think?
I think she did.
That's because she did.
Lovell sends it around to the left-hand side. Cross-court pass over to Flood. Flood comes back out to Buford. Buford's fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot to. Now the real question is, who's it on?
Peterson. That means that on her. Just her first. What's Peterson been doing all game?
Buford shot. Nice-looking shot, just doesn't go in. Buford's second shot. It's not any good either, but the shooter gets the rebound, and she doesn't get the layup either.
Jump ball.
Kind of that old famous scrum on the floor there.
Yep, big scrum. There were several players on it.
I don't think Fisher wanted to get up, hardly.
Well, if I got down after running the whole game pretty much, I think I'd be pretty satisfied to stay set down myself.
Thought maybe she was going to shoot a three from out there. Hogenson is going to, except it got blocked by Wilson. When you have somebody that's nearly 6 foot tall in front of you, it's kind of hard to make those shots go.
Wilson's probably had four or five blocks, I'd say, already.
Wilson in the kitchen in the lane. Her shot is up and no good. Wilson comes up with it. And she's going to bring it herself. She's not a bad little ball handler. And I say little. She's a big, tall girl. They get it right back into the lane.
Oh,
her shot is up and good. Fisher brings it back the other way. 4 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, the half-court heave wasn't too far off.
Nope. So at the end of three, it's 55-22. Kind of a double-double thing. 55-22.
So is the point deficit. 33.
Amazing how that works, huh?
Uh-huh. Math is odd like that. All right. John, what does Macon County need to do to make this comeback?
Well, the first thing they're going to have to do is they're going to have to get within 30, because if they don't,
the clock
comes right down pretty quick.
I think praying is going to help a lot. All right, we're about ready to start the fourth quarter. Whose ball is going to be? Red ball. That means Clark County starts with it. They're going to continue the old four-man defense as Kitchen stays back on the offensive side. They work them all around to Flood. Flood's out of her comfort zone, about 20 feet outside. Now she's going to dribble in past to Wilson, back to Flood. Oh, Flood got kind of hit pretty hard there by Peterson. They didn't call it. Goes to Wilson on the left side. Wilson looks, now goes right side for Bertelli. Bertelli inside to Wheeler, up and in.
That was a nice-looking move. Good little pass by Bertelli, getting it all in, and then it came right into the shooter and puts it in, converts.
7:30 and counting. Right wing for Fisher. Fisher down to Hogenson, back out to Fisher for three. In and out. Rebounded there by Kitchen. Shot no good. Rebounded now by Wilson. Wilson down the right side. Bertelli back to, who is that, Lavelle?
Yes.
Lavelle to Bertelli, back to Lavelle, and she travels. All right. Peterson now inside Fisher. Fisher will bring it up for Macon County. Fisher pulls up, back to Peterson. Inside the kitchen. Kitchen. Out to Hogenson. Hogenson's not afraid to launch an air ball. Rebounded there by Wilson, who throws to Bertelli. Bertelli into Wilson, back out to Bertelli. Bertelli loses it, and it's on the floor, and there's a scrum, and it's a jump ball.
Huggenson did a good job of getting down and getting her hands on it. I know she's not feeling the best in the world, but she caused that little turnover. Clock's not stopping now. Ticking right away. Fisher's bringing it back the other way, kind of taking her time. Everybody falls back. Then she puts it in another gear, sends it to the ground to Hogenson. Hogenson's going to put it up. And this one, it doesn't do anything but tickle the twine. 57 to 24. Bertelli brings it back the other way. 5:45 left in the game. Bertelli around the horn to Lovell. Into the lane. Back out to Lovell. Back to the left corner, and it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be off of Clark County, so it'll be Macon County ball. Fisher brings it across the timeline. I think she's going to pull up and shoot every time. She tries to get it in the kitchen, but it ends up in Clark County's, but then back in Macon County for a second, but then it ends up back in Clark County, and they just keep stealing back and forth.
Kitchen comes back for the 4-5 defense now. They must have been tired of leaving her on the other side. She's going to come back and play a defense. They get it out to Flood. Flood from 15, shot no good, and Kitchen immediately gets the defense board. Funny how that works when you play defense.
How about that? I wonder what happened to cause them to change their minds.
I don't know. Fisher goes inside the...
She goes inside and down.
And Kitchen fell down. The shot was blocked by Wilson again. Bertelli comes up with the goes right wing to Lavelle. Lavelle back to Bertelli. Bertelli, ball fake now, left wing for Buford. Buford inside to Flood. Flood on the left on the left block, having trouble. Hands off now to Wheeler. Wheeler having trouble, throws out to a wide open Lavelle. Lavelle puts it up and in from 6 feet. Nobody was even close to her. It's 59-24, 4:14 left in the game. Fisher left wing to Peterson, works it inside the Kitchen, and that's not a good pass. Mishandled by Kitchen and picked off there by Wheeler. Throws to Bertelli. Bertelli left wing for Lavelle, now to Flood. Flood looking things over. Now picks up her dribble in bad shape, throws off to Buford, now works it inside to Wheeler. Yes, turnaround jumper. That was pretty by Wheeler.
Did a nice job there. 3:41 left in the game. 61-24. Timeout down now by Macon County. Take another breather, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're all winded. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that Macon County isn't going to have enough juice to come back, John. Do you think I'm going too far on this?
Not far at all. I think that's a safe call, my friend. And you know, Macon County, who has the least number of fouls to give, has the most fouls in this half, too.
I've noticed that. 5-1. Clark County has only committed one foul this entire half. That's often the way it is, though. When you can't afford to make any fouls, that's when you make the fouls. All right. Whose ball is it? It's going to be Macon County ball, and Peterson is going to set up to inbound. Peterson throws it straight into Fisher. Fisher turns, throws into Hogenson. Shot short, rebounded by Hogenson. Shot short, rebounded by Bertelli. And Bertelli is going to set up things for Clark County. She goes left wing over to Lavelle. Lavelle looks inside, puts on the floor, right wing for Buford. Buford inside now to Wheeler, back to Buford. Buford on the baseline, shot too strong and pulled down by Fisher. Fisher, coast to coast, throws a bad pass as he goes out of bounds off of Buford. I believe it'll stay with Macon County. Peterson straight into Fisher. Fisher's fouled then. Who is it? Was it Lavelle with the foul?
Yeah, I think so. They got a few fouls to give, though, so.
This is a shooting foul. She'll shoot a pair of free throws. Hey, first one from Fisher is good.
Second one is on its way. A lot of rotation on that shot. Arcana comes up with it. Bertelli's going to bring the ball back the other way. I like watching Bertelli when she makes her passes. She uses a lot of leg in her passes. Have you noticed that?
I'm telling you, she's one of the best point guards I've seen. She's just a JV player, but she's a very good point guard. Heads-up player, knows where everybody is, and can make the pass, thread the needle to get it to him.
10th grader. Fisher walked with it. Bertelli's a 10th grader, so I'd say she's going to be a starter on their
varsity
team
next year. I'd say you're right. Unless they have some kind of stud point guard now.
Bertelli's going to bring it back the other way. Just 1:34 left in the game. 61-25. Clark County with the advantage. Bertelli goes on the floor. Flood comes up with it. He reckons she'll shoot.
Nah.
Oh, she's going to send it back to the left corner. Cross-court pass back over to Bertelli. Get it down to, who is that over there with the ball?
Buford.
Back out to Flood. Flood to Buford. Back out to Bertelli. Bertelli's going to drive the baseline, kick the back out over to the left-hand side to Buford. Back to Flood. Boy, they're just working the ball around now. Lovell has it. Cross court over to Buford.
Hands off to Bertelli now inside to Wheeler. Wheeler misses the shot, pulled down by Hogenson, who hands off to Fisher now, under a minute to go. Fisher, coast to coast, pulls up from 18. Shot was terribly off. Rebounded by Wheeler. Heads off to Bertelli with under 45 to go now. Bertelli, left wing for Lavelle. Now over to Flood, inside to Wheeler, out to Lavelle for three. Shot short, rebounded there by Pruitt. Pruitt hands off to Fisher with 30 seconds left. Fisher goes right wing to Peterson, back to Fisher with 22. Fisher across to Hogenson with 20. Shot up. Swishes, but it doesn't go through the hoop first. And it was nothing but net, but it didn't enter the hoop. Goes to Clark County, rebounded by Bertelli. She pulls across the timeline with under 10 seconds. Works it inside to Wheeler. Wheeler back out to Buford. Buford pulls up and throws out to Bertelli, and that's in the game. The final score is 61-25. Clark County takes it. And stay tuned for the next game. It's going to be the Douglas boys facing off against the Macon County boys. John and I will be back in about 10 minutes.